Jimmy.
And Jeff.
Three Chipster.
Bill.
And us four are here to do a game of CNC.
A game that I sort of made up. I mean, it was along the lines of some other games that I've heard of, but this is the game that we're about to play. Okay, so I'm what we call the Cave Master. I tell the story, roll the dice, and everyone else in this group rolls their dice to determine what happens. I am also a player, unlike some of the other games. I just roll for the monsters with my eyes closed, and then open them once we're done. Oh, we should probably, tell you our characters. So, my character is Bark the Warrior. He's a very strong beaver with his tail as strong as iron.
I'm Tweet Hipster, a pianist,
and I like to play the keyboard and piano.
So you're a bard?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got very lucky with my role. I turned out to be a mage. So I have very strong spells. I am Jeffrey the Wizard Mage. It's kind of weird.
And I'm Bill the Elf.
Is that it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah, you
could have just said it with the rest of us. I didn't want to. Okay, Twin.
Okay, so our adventure begins in a deep forest. What do you do? Okay, so I'm rolling both of my dice to see what happens. Hold on, this may take me a minute. I can't find them. Okay, rolling. An 8. So I take that 8, and I choose to search for clues.
Okay, so since you rolled an 8, that's not very high on our scale, you just smell something weird. That's about it. Twig, what do you do?
Big, what do you do?
I love.
Okay, what are you rolling for?
Like, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to play a jingle.
Okay.
You are not very successful with that jingle. It's sort of like a twangy little tune that goes on for like 15 seconds.
Okay. What do you do, Bill?
I roll to look at my surroundings.
Okay, let's see how you did. Yeah, you got 4. I mean, we're not really doing good so far. Okay, so like Jeff, you didn't really do a good job. I mean, instead of smelling something weird, you tasted something weird. I don't know why you tasted it. Anyway, now I'm gonna roll to see if there's a village nearby. Ooh, a 16. I got lucky. So I find what looks like sort of a ripped up path. Should we follow it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Jeff, what about you?
Well, guess we have nothing better to do.
And Bill?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, so we follow the path for a few minutes, then we hit a fork in the road. Which way should we go? Twig?
Want
me to come back to you?
Yes.
Okay. Bill?
I will to see if I can hear anything.
Okay. And you got a 4. Well, so between the call of the birds and our stomping through the path, it's very hard to hear stuff, apparently. Okay, Jeff, what do you do?
I guess I walk 10 steps forward on each path to see which one has it.
Okay, so you start on the right path. Is there something? You got a 22! Man, yeah.
So the village is that way?
Yeah, I guess it is. So, we walk that way.
Wait, shouldn't I still check the other path?
Okay, you do that. You got a 9. Let's go with the first one.
Okay.
Oh, Twig Hamster, what do you do?
Love to try to play the tune again.
Okay. And you get an 11. It's better, but you're still having a hard time remembering how it goes. So, we walk down the path. When we reach the village, we see a house. Many houses, in fact, except they all look like they're made of rock. We find a couple doors on them, like each house has like 3 doors. We walk up to one house. Which door should we knock on? Twig?
I will open the middle door.
Okay. You knock on it and no one answers. Okay. Jeff, what about you?
I guess I knock to open the right door? Like, the right-hand door. The right one from the middle.
Okay. So, you knock. You hear footsteps in there? Like, light footsteps. Sort of. But still, no one answers. Okay, Bill, what do you do?
I try the left of the middle door to see if anybody even moves inside.
Okay, let's see how you do. In 11, you hear some creaking, but you assume that it's the wind, so I guess nobody's in that house. So, what shall we do next, Twig?
I will to...
Oh wait, I forgot my turn. Dang it.
What do you do?
Okay, I roll to ring the doorbell. It's okay. I ring the doorbell. Nothing happens. I ring it 10 more times. Nothing happens. Okay, what do we do next, Twig?
I will to go to the village square.
Okay. You got a 24. That's very good. So, great job. We all go to the village square and we see a water fountain. It's very beautiful. We stare at it for a couple minutes. Jeff, what do you do?
I throw a penny in the fountain and make a wish.
Okay, let's see if that wish comes true. Oh, a 22. What did you wish for, Jeff?
I wished that someone would tell us where we are.
Okay, a villager comes up to you and says,
"What are you doing in our village?"
How do you respond, Twig? Twig, what do you do? Fine, Twig, since you won't talk to me, Bill. I think Twig's asleep.
I say, we're just looking around and ask, if we could have some food.
Okay, let's see if the villager responds. The villager sort of hears what you're saying, but is distracted by something off in the distance. He says, "Sure, you can come back to my house. We have we'll give you a snack and something to drink, and you'll be fine." So, do you follow the stranger into his house, Twig? Twig, are you awake yet?
I do, and while I do it, I try one more time to play the tune.
Okay. You got an 11. You are getting better at this song, and still it sounds good now, but you still can't figure out the rest of the song. It sounds really good though. Keep trying, Twig. Okay, Jeff, do you follow the stranger in?
Well, he is a stranger. I'll roll to see if he'll tell me if he is dangerous.
Okay, you roll. He tells you to not ask that because you got a 10. He tells you to not ask that.
Okay.
Bill, what do you do? Well, my turn comes after your Bill. So,
I roll to look around his house.
Okay. Once you get back to his house, you look to see if there's anything very unnerving. Ooh, you got a 16. You find some prize axes on the walls, but that's about it. I know, it's a little disturbing. So, he offers you a snack and a drink of water. He asks, "Do you want to stay here for the night? Given that I don't think you have a place to go right now." So, roll to see. Do you stay, Twig? Twig, you're supposed to roll the dice.
I will.
No, wait.
I love.
Oh, you got a 15. You're not quite sure if you should stay there. It's sort of up to the rest of the group. You'll go with whatever they
say.
So, Jeff, what do you do?
Well, I'm rolling. Well, it looks like, apparently,
that
I feel that even though he has some prized axes on the walls, that does not mean that he is dangerous.
Okay, Bill, roll. You get a 20. So, Twig, it looks like you agree with everyone. Yes, Twig.
But did you know that?
Well, you rolled a 15 and everybody rolled higher than you. I mean, 15 sort of like a I don't know point. If it was anything below 15, you probably would have been like, no way. If it was above 15, you guys would definitely be staying here. The guy shows you to the guest room. It's not very big given that four people trying to squeeze in. Oh yeah, my roll, by the way, it was 11. So, majority wins. But he shows you to the guest room. There's actually 5 beds in there. I mean, it's a kind of a small space, but 2 of the beds are bunk beds, and then there's one in the middle. So, you all roll to see who gets the top bunk. Oh, Twig, you don't want the top bunk? Okay, Bill and Jeff roll. Okay. I'm gonna roll. I got an 11. Hopefully Bill rolls lower.
I got an 18.
So, Bill gets the top bunk.
Twig gets the bottom.
Okay, now Jeff and Twig, you see who gets the bottom bunk and who gets their own bed. Okay, Twig. You need to roll. Rolling. You get a 9? This is like bad luck. Okay, Jeff rolls. He gets a 9?
And I run for the bed and hop on it.
Okay, since you both get the same number, Twig runs for it and gets on the bed before Jeff can do anything. So Jeff has to sleep in the bottom bunk of the other bed. Well, I guess Jeff would have to roll against me to see whether I get the top bunk, so I'll roll 2. I got a 7, he gets the top bunk. Or does he? He got a 10. Yeah, he gets the top bunk, I get the other low bed. So I get the bottom bunk of the other one. How well do we sleep that night? I'm rolling for everybody here. Ooh, a 17. Big, do you also want to roll? Now, how about everybody rolls? I got a 17. Okay, so Twig, you roll. You got a 22. Man, Twig, you're very refreshed the next morning.
I sleep awesome.
Jeff got an 8.
Man, I got an 8.
Okay, Bill. A 14? You're very good at this. I mean, I really don't know if it's more a strategy or luck. I made this game up, so I'm pretty sure I should know. So, we sleep through the night, some of us better than others. And we wake up the next morning to the sound of a creaking door. To be continued!
No! I don't want it to end yet!
It's not ending. We'll do more later. I mean, we'll come back later and do more of this. I mean, like the other games, CNC takes a long time. Yeah, this is the end of part one. To be continued.
Science Tales is a fantasy plus science podcast. Its writer is Dr. Panda. Its co-writer is...
Green Cactus!
Our producer and co-producers are Dr. Panda and Twig.
Green Cactus.
Our editor is the narrator. Our sound effects are by...
Bill Arrow,
and the Anchor app. Our inspirational supporter is Bogey, our dog. This podcast is recorded in a live studio audience.